3. The following morning, I was sipping my first cup of coffee while I flipped through the pages of a cookbook extolling the delights of La Nouvelle Cuisine du Haut Bordeaux when the phone rang. I eyed it with suspicion, since Peter had told me the previous night that he would be in a meeting long before any pâtisserie pulled its first croissant out of the oven. Karen was asleep upstairs. My best friend, Luann, was stalking BIM boys on the beaches of southern Spain. I reluctantly picked up the receiver. Hello?
Oh, Miss Maroy, I hope I am not disturbing you, but I know how much you want to volunteer and how bad I felt that you could not tutor, and now I can think of...
Good morning, Keiko. How are you? I said soothingly, given that she sounded like a canary frantically beating its wings against the bars of its cage.
I would not bother you with such an early call, but...
Breathe in, breathe out. Think of cherry blossoms and tiny waves lapping on the beach. Take a deep breath and let it out in a gentle breeze. You can do it. There was a moment of such silence that I wondered if she'd stopped breathing altogether. Finally, she said,
I am sorry, Miss Maroy. I am not so comfortable talking on the telephone with someone important like you. I get excited. I am breathing with calmness now. May I speak?
Is there an emergency, Keiko? Is someone hurt? Should you be calling 911 for an ambulance?
Oh, no, Miss Maroy, she said earnestly. No one is breathing. Our receptionist, who is a volunteer, called to say that she cannot come here this morning. It would not be a problem except for that it is a problem. Not a terrible problem, but a very big problem.